Well, it's been a few years since we've heard of you, but you're still selling the records there. You've got the greatest hits out, and you have a DVD Christmas special out as well.
But yeah, the DVD's going to be, it's going to be on sale at the gigs that we're just doing, and it's going to be in the shops in the new year. So it was recorded at our recent Brixton Academy gig. It's a really good DVD as well, actually. It looks really, really cool. So I'd say it's a good... It's a good thing to buy with your record tokens that you'll no doubt get over Christmas.
Yeah, it's always a bit of a dilemma what you actually get yourself with these record tokens sort of things. You're doing the university scene. You've been at Glasgow, York, Liverpool, London, Shepherd's Bush Empire, Manchester, Dublin as well, Belfast, the Limelight, in the 8th of December.
When we first started doing the gigs in March, April this year, I really did think it was going to be like old 30-year-old blokes. You know, there's a lot of youngsters there, which is really, really cool, actually. I mean, I think what it is, it's maybe these kids have heard their older brother or sister sort of playing our stuff, and then they've got into it.
I mean, along with the Stone Roses and the Happy Mondays, you were the original Mancunian trio as such. It's really changed since then, because nowadays it's very much plastic and fake, even in Manchester, isn't it?
I mean, I think Manchester's just, it's not got over the Manchester scene really anymore. It's the crux to the Manchester thing, and with all Manchester bands as well, when you look at bands like the Buzzcocks and The Fall and New Order, I think everybody was really, really keen on actually giving something back to Manchester, whereas now people just think that it's good enough just to come from Manchester and that's it. I think, you know, there's a lot of, I'm heavily involved with a lot of new bands in Manchester because I work for the New Deal for Musicians programme, so I'm in contact with a lot of unemployed and new bands. You know, there's very, very little that really excites me at the moment in Manchester, which is a shame, really.
Well, an awful lot of bands seem to burn out before they hit pay dirt these days. Do you think that's part of it as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's really weird though as well. There's like, I think there's so much pressure now really on bands to, I think there's pressure on the record industry is getting it wrong because they're building like a pyramid from the top, you know, the top up, if you know what I mean.
Money.
Well, in that way, yeah, but I think they're trying to second guess what people are going to be into instead of it being organic. I mean, like, you know, you're talking about the Manchester scene. The Manchester scene was never preordained or preconceived. It was people going about the business, doing it because they loved it. I mean, the Mancunians are, you know, quite staunchly sort of patriotic to Manchester, do you know what I mean? And I think it was a big two fingers to London, the Manchester scene, do you know what I mean? But that sort of seems to have been lost now, and I think record companies are trying to, and they said they're trying to sort of create scenes that have got no soul. Yeah, no depth to them. There's nothing actually, they're not building it on any foundation. You know, there needs to be a groundswell of the kids really being into it, and then them dictating what it is, instead of at the moment they're it's going the other way, and it's not working because of that, you know.
It's been basically a decade since the likes of This Is How It Feels. Are you going to surprise us in 2 years' time with something new and groundbreaking?
It's been a really enjoyable year for us. We didn't know what to expect. You know, we've not done anything together for 8 years. It's been a really, really successful year. You know, sold out Brixton Academy, done all the major festivals, blah, de, blah, de, blah. But whether or not we would do anything brand new, one of the biggest factors in it is the current state of the music industry. Do you know what I mean? I don't think it's not as easy now as just getting in the studio, banging down some tracks and, hey presto, it's, you know, it's out in the charts. Do you know what I mean? So there's a lot of serious thinking going to be done, I think, after the, you know, in the new year as to what Inspiral Carpets will be. Do you know what I mean? I know that none of us want to just carry on just playing the same old songs.
Some people withdraw from public life because they don't want to go and play the same old songs over again on the circuit. Yeah. What have you and the guys been doing with yourself over the past few years? I don't know, you've probably been on the university scene every now and again, you know, maybe doing the odd big gig overseas or something like that. Have you been up to anything special? Have you been working in, you know, maybe on TV themes or anything like that?
This year is the first time we've been together. This time last year, around about pretty much, I would say almost to the date, was actually the first time we'd been in a room together, all five of us, for 8 years, you know. So, and we'd all gone off and done stuff musically or other. I mean, I did a lot of music for computer games and had techno releases and things like that, and then I started working for the New Deal for Musicians program as well. So we've all kept in music in some shape or form, be it either actually making music or then within the music industry, you know what I mean? So, and I said, basically this time last year was the first time that we were all sat in a room and went, yeah, okay, we'll go and do something next year.
How did you manage to not fall out with each other and manage to get back together? Because let me see, Tim Burgess and the Charlatans, people think they're on their last legs now because he's away off doing his own thing, and they think it's going to filter out or phase out.
You know, I'd be a liar to say that we were all on each other's Christmas cards.